From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was linked to the Mosul operation. Russia says it has ordered that humanitarian pause in a Syrian city of Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. Syria and Russia halted airstrikes on Aleppo on Tuesday. As part of the truce, the Syrian army has opened up 8 corridors civilians can use to safely exit the city. 2 of those corridors have also been opened to rebel fighters who wish to lay down their weapons and flee, one leading to Turkey, the other a pathway to the rebel-held province of Idlib. In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing. Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday that the separation would be in the military and economic areas. He told his audience that America has lost and that he has realigned himself with the Chinese ideological flow. He said he might also go to Russia to talk with President Vladimir Putin and tell him that there are 3 of us against the world: China, Philippines, and Russia. This is VOA News. North Korea conducted a test of an intermediate-range ballistic missile on Thursday morning, shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level security talks in Washington. The test failed. The U.S. Strategic Command and South Korea's Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the attempted launch seemed to replicate Saturday's failed test in that it involved the same type of missile. South Korea and Japan immediately condemned the missile test. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump indicated Thursday he would conditionally accept the result of the U.S. November 8th election. Trump told supporters in Ohio that he would accept a clear election result, but would reserve the right to contest and file a legal challenge in the case of a questionable result. Trump and Democratic contender Hillary Clinton are ramping up for a final stretch of a contentious U.S. presidential campaign season. The 2 presidential candidates will cross paths Thursday night when they attend the annual Catholic charity event in New York. The Al Smith Charity Dinner is a white tie affair that will feature humorous speeches by politicians. French President François Hollande said Thursday Britain can expect very tough negotiations if it insists on a so-called hard Brexit, in which Britain would place limits on immigration and lose access to Europe's single market. Mr. Hollande made the remarks to British Prime Minister Theresa May as she attended her first European Union summit in Brussels. The Prime Minister is promising that Britain will remain a strong partner to the EU after Brexit. She will hold her first talks with European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday, but officials said there would be no substantive debate on Brexit. Human Rights Watch charges that Azerbaijan has renewed a crackdown on critics and independent groups. Earlier this year, Azerbaijan released a number of imprisoned activists, but a report released Thursday documents the arrests of political activists, journalists, and others under what the rights group calls false, politically motivated criminal and administrative charges. New research postulates that the so-called Planet Nine could be responsible for the slight tilt of our solar system relative to the sun. Writing in the Astrophysical Journal, researchers from the California Institute of Technology say the hypothetical planet at the edge of the solar system could be the reason the planets orbit at a 6-degree slant relative to the sun. Until now, astronomers have been unable to explain why that tilt of 6 degrees. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.